We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by Servicemaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
28th day of March, 5:06 right now. The time, 50 and sunny in Pittsburgh as we take a listen to today's Drive at 5. Sam Bankman-Fried, sentenced to 25 years in prison. He was sentenced today for his role in defrauding users of the collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX. In a federal courtroom in Lower Manhattan, the district judge, Lewis Kaplan, called the defense argument misleading, logically flawed, and speculative. He said that Bankman-Fried had not only obstructed justice, but tampered with witnesses in mounting his defense, something the judge said that he weighed in the sentencing decision. Now, the prosecutors wanted 50 years in prison. Bankman-Fried's legal team said no. How about 6.5? He was convicted for 7 criminal counts in November, been held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn ever since then. Bankman-Fried struck an apologetic tone, saying that he had made a series of selfish decisions while leading FTX and threw it all away. It haunts me every day, is what he said in his statement. Now, after the sentencing came down, the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York said Bankman-Fried had orchestrated one of the largest frauds in financial history. Some people say it involved as much as $8 billion. The wife of one of the construction workers who survived the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore says it's a miracle he's alive because he doesn't know how to swim. Julio Cervantes was one of 8 construction workers on the bridge when the Dolly cargo ship, as the lights flickering on and off, and then shortly after that crashed into a support pillar, sending the bridge into the Patapsco River. In the early hours of Tuesday, he and another man were rescued on Tuesday. The bodies of 2 more were recovered on Wednesday. The remaining 4 have yet to be found but are presumed dead. All the men were on break in their cars when the boat hit, said the wife, who chose not to disclose her name. We don't know if they were warned before the impact. Mere seconds after the dolly hit the bridge, it appeared to snap and fall into the dark waters below. My husband doesn't know how to swim. It's a miracle he survived. Michigan's governor signing a law to help foster youth. What exactly is it going to do? Well, the new Michigan law aims to ensure that foster youth in the state receive an education that builds toward a high school diploma. The law, signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, comes nearly 2 years after an educational crisis was exposed that had forced vulnerable teens to repeat classes they took while living in state-funded residential facilities. It delayed graduation for some and led others to drop out. Now, this law will, for the first time, require that the state provide children in foster care with, quote, an education that prioritizes meeting the graduation requirements, end quote. Until now, the state had placed children in residential facilities that were required only to provide appropriate educational services. vague description meant that some students took substandard classes that never counted toward graduation or getting a diploma. Some were enrolled in classes that they'd already taken. Some discovered that their transcripts were missing or were incomplete. Others were pulled out mid-semester to move to a new home without consideration as to whether or not they would be able to finish their classwork. The House is sending the DDS secretary impeachment to the Senate on April 10th. So says the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. He is going to send it to the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer in just about 12 days. Johnson and 11 GOP-appointed impeachment managers said in a letter to Schumer they will present the duly passed articles of impeachment the House passed against Mayorkas on that day when the Senate is back in session. We urge you to schedule a trial of the matter expeditiously, says the letter to Schumer. The GOP-controlled House voted to impeach Mayorkas on February 13th. For, quote, high crimes and misdemeanors, including his willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law and his breach of the public trust, end quote. The Pennsylvania House has voted to limit access to ghost gun parts. The House, holding a contentious debate related to these so-called ghost guns, including conflicting statements on how Pennsylvania State Police feel about the issue, and then went ahead and passed a bill to ban the purchase, sale, and production of untraceable gun parts. Soon thereafter, the governor, Josh Shapiro, posted a statement on social media endorsing the bill. He called on the state Senate to pass it. I've been fighting for legislation like this since I was attorney general, said Shapiro. The Republican majority leader in that chamber, Senator Joe Pittman from Indiana, gave an unenthusiastic response when asked about the bill. His caucus, he said, supports law enforcement, school safety initiatives, and looking at providing more behavioral or mental health supports. But, quote, Pennsylvania currently has robust laws in place pertaining to guns, end quote. What's a ghost gun, you may be asking? It's a phrase that has been attached to guns made from either unmarked parts or 3D printed components. The bill's sponsor, who's from Philadelphia, said they are becoming the weapon of choice of the violent criminals, and the bill's goal was to limit access to them. New political party chaired by former New Jersey Republican Governor Kristi Whitman and former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang is running two statewide candidates in Pennsylvania this fall. It's called the Forward Party. It was formed a year ago and said that it would nominate Eric Settle, former general counsel to then Governor Tom Ridge for attorney general, and Chris Foster, who lives in Allegheny County, for treasurer. The announcements were made in Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and in Harrisburg. The campaigns of those candidates will serve, quote, to provide forward an official recognition as a political party in the Keystone State, thus allowing us to nominate similarly dedicated and principled public servants and provide better options to Pennsylvania in future elections, end quote. That according to the chair of the Forward Party of Pennsylvania, Christian Fike. Pittsburgh sees an increase when it comes to tourism and spending from last year. Now, it's not quite back to where it was pre-pandemic, but 2023, according to Jared Bacher, president of the CEO of Visit Pittsburgh, was an amazing year for travel to Allegheny County. The latest forecast still predicts steady growth. Pittsburgh, the only place where whiskey meets Warhol, where wreck meets tech, and the terrible towels wave next to rivers gleaming with an abundance of outdoor recreation. Remember, Pittsburgh just hosted first and second round games to the NCAA men's basketball tournament. It's estimated to have brought 18,000 fans and about $10 million in spending. Earlier this month, thousands of spectators were downtown for the St. Patrick's Day parade. And again, while the numbers are not back to pre-pandemic levels, Allegheny County is right around 94% of where it was before 2020, according to Bacher. And Punxsutawney Phil is a dad, Phil and Phyllis, welcoming two babies in Punxsutawney. The world-renowned groundhog is now a first-time father. The babies currently with the pair in their burrow at the Punxsutawney Memorial Library, where they're being cared for and can be viewed through a viewing window. They welcomed two baby groundhogs on Saturday, according to the Punxsutawney Groundhog Hog Club. A video of the new arrivals show healthy woodchuck babies wiggling in amongst the four inside their container there at the library. And that wraps up today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories making headlines. on this, the 28th day of March. It's KDKA at 5:15.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.